Hallelujah. Today is a special day. Amen. You know, we preach against Easter. Listen, church. We have tried to let the people know the history of Easter. We are not celebrating Easter. The Roman world and all the followers of the Roman teachings, they are all celebrating Easter because Easter, the same period, was the period they were celebrating their own God, Easter. We know the history. And when paganism married Christianity, they decided to substitute their own worship and give them Christian names. And so they dropped the celebration of their Easter and then brought it to Christianity and continued with the normal celebration they were celebrating before. Idolatry coated with Christianity. Amen. The church, I was watching all the interviews, television programs. Amen. Amen. Church, the greatest problem of Christianity today is the spirit of compromise. Do you know that there are preachers that are afraid to say the truth so that some people will not be offended? I was watching them. A journalist in a television was asking a pastor of a big church. He said, "What is the history of Easter? And how has it now come into Christianity?" He avoided it. Three pastors were sitting down there, one a Monsignor. Monsignor. You know them. And the three of them avoided it. All they kept saying is, "I don't like to go into unnecessary controversy. The important thing is the relevance. Why are you not ready to tell the people the truth? Say it now. Say the source, the origin, before you tell us the relevant." They all avoided it. And the journalist will turn the question another way. They will escape from it again. But whether they do that or not, praise the Lord, we are not celebrating Easter. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Open Mark 16. Before we sing. Mark 16. This is the story of our gathering here today. Amen. From verse 1. "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, in the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?'" Amen. Okay, I will read this scripture much later again. But let me go to where I want to go before we sing. "And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side." Now let me make my emphasis since I'm reading it now. Let me read from verse 3 again. Church, listen very well. Amen. "Jesus was dead and gone. Buried. They had forgotten that he said in 3 days he will rise. they had forgotten the word of the Lord. So many of us sitting down here, we have forgotten the word of the Lord concerning you as a Christian. Especially when problems overwhelm us. And of course, verse 3, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Church. Today is a special service. I'm expecting a lot of testimonies today. I am so excited. Why I say I'm so excited is that heaven is more than willing to confirm that Jesus is alive. How will he confirm that Jesus is alive? See, I'm a practical Christian. I have told you people this several times before. I am a practical Christian. See, I am not a Christian because somebody told me that Jesus died for me. Jesus is alive. No. If you tell me that, lie. I will not enter any church. Amen. If Jesus is alive, then what is the evidence? Thomas said, if you are the one, show me the mark. I'm that type of Christian. You say Thomas doubted. No, he didn't doubt. He knows who he is. He doesn't want to follow the wrong spirit. Show me evidence. And once Thomas was shown the evidence, he fell on the ground and worshiped the Lord. Hallelujah. After I have seen the evidence that God is real, I gave my life totally to the Lord Jesus Christ and decided to follow him and be ready to die following him. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Church, Jesus is alive. In the same condition that Mary and the rest, Salome, they were, that is the condition some of us are. Promises that God has given us, problems that we have overwhelmed them or overwhelmed us, and the provision that God has made, we have forgotten it. You are running from pillar to post, from revival to revival. You have all the phone numbers of all the ministers in Bride Assembly. You know all the anointed men of God in Lagos, in Nigeria, and abroad. You know all of them. Who shall roll us the stone from the sepulcher? The stone has been rolled. Oh, God Almighty. Oh. I don't know how many of us will catch this thing today. Oh. Amen. See, the problem you are suffering from, solution has been given 2,000 years ago. The angel of God came the previous night, amen, and rolled the stone. Let me finish it. And they said among themselves, verse 3, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. The problem you have may be so much, so big. Have you ever seen yourself in such a problem until you thought you would die? The cloud so much until you thought you would crash. But somehow, you just discover, this one I've been wanting myself. It did not come good. How I take over. Verse 5. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. They were afraid. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Everybody shout, he is. Say it again. He is risen. Say it again. Say it again. Shout it again. It's not dead. It's not dead. Hallelujah. He is risen. This Jesus we serve is alive. This is the only prophet of a religion that boasted. This is the only leader of a religion that boasted that destroyed this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. This is the only leader of the whole religions in the whole world that his grave is empty till today. 2,000 years ago, the grave is still empty. It's still empty. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you came to Jesus here for. I don't know what you came here with today. They came with spices. They were going to embalm his body so that they will go and bury him, because the previous day, Saturday, was a Sabbath. They can't walk. But they came in the morning so that they cannot do a proper burial for him. Hallelujah. The burial ceremony was canceled. Somebody's funeral will be canceled today. Today. Oh, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Anybody here, the enemy has concluded your matter for your funeral. Today it is canceled. Canceled, canceled, canceled. Hey. Hallelujah. That is the significance of today and today's gathering here. Everything that pertained to you that was dead, buried, today, 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 it will resurrect. I don't know how many years your own took, any part of your body, including your physical body, including your physical body, including your physical body. Hallelujah. Any part of your physical body that is dead is not functioning well. Your reproductive system is dead. Your womb is dead. Your blood is dead. Or death has entered any part of your life. Your star is dead. Your glory is dead. Whatever, your marriage is dead. Your relationship is dead. Your ministry is dead. Any aspect of your life that is dead, because you are here today, it shall resurrect. Stop asking questions. Who will I go for my deliverance? Where will I go? Deliverance took place last night. Oh, last night deliverance took place. The angel of the Lord went ahead of you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And above all, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My sins have been rolled away. Above all, see, listen church, the God we are serving, I repeat, is more than willing to confirm to the whole world what happened 2,000 years ago. And he confirms it through our testimonies. When a sinner suddenly can live a life of righteousness, is evidence of resurrection. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your testimonies today? Are you ready for your testimonies today? Today, 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 today. Pick your hymn books. Hallelujah. 2:1:1. Jesus paid it all. Two one one. If you are ready, let's go. I hear the Savior say, that's when he needs more. Child of weakness, watch and pray. My King, thy only God. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all.
Up in this
what is right
in all is everybody now.
Lord, now indeed I find
the benefit of Calvary. Let me read one scripture before we sing the next song in Matthew chapter 12. Just listen. Verse 38. It said, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we will see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. It was a sign. Hymn number 41. Hallelujah. It was a sign. A sign for something. And by the riverside, River Jordan, another sign was given to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is my beloved son. It was a sign. Hymn number 41. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a sign. In our age, he gave us also a sign. Let's go now, everybody.
Noah has risen. On the cross many days, he stands for us in various ways.
Troubles he has
sought. Yes, sir.
But not from us.
Was the blood applied. Dear everybody.
Thank you.
worship him.
Glory to his name.
Worship him, worship him. Apply the blood. Let me hear the brothers.
Oh, glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Say it, brother, say it. Give him glory. Give him glory. Everybody,
oh glory to his name.
Salah.